Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, today featuring her sister, best-selling author, speaker, and holistic physical therapist, Sally Morgan. Are you looking for a deeper connection with your animals, exploring options in alternative healing modalities, searching for training options that you feel good about? Listen now to Sally as she interviews the top experts that answer your questions to help keep your pets naturally healthy.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and I am Sally Morgan and Dr. Judy Morgan's sister, a holistic physical therapist for pets and people, and your host today. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on DreamVision7Radio.com. And today I am here for what is actually our farewell show with me, with my guest Helena Bresk, who is a holistic practitioner from California who I've known for several years. She does massage and she does pain relief modalities. She was born and raised in California, and she began to treat animals with body work and healing as a teen and soon progressed to working with her families and friends. She loved to ride horses in the Carmel Valley as a youth and hike there as well, and she learned from and observed nature all around her throughout her growing years. She was a student in animal science and pre-vet at Cal Poly State, and she developed an interest in and a passion for the natural health and healing of all humans and animals. In her years after graduating, her own health challenges, as for so many of us, led her to look for balance with a healthy body and mind to require health in all areas of your life, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. With this in mind, Helena's massage and healing techniques include therapies that balance and replenish your mind, body, and spirit, just like what I do with holistic physical therapy. She continues to seek ways to assist the body in its abilities to slow down aging, reverse pain, and enhance healing. She excels at facilitating a graceful return to optimal health and assisting with the passing of loved ones. And she has met several of our guests that we've had on the show. Helena loves people and animals and is happy to work with any species. She has a vast network of people and friends and products that can be helpful, including the fact that she is a Beamer representative, which is a type of mat popular in Europe that has been scientifically proven to improve microcirculation and assist in the body's self-healing mechanisms. She has many success stories that she might share with us, and you can book a session with her if you are in the St. Louis Obispo area?
Paso Robles, California.
Yes, Robles, California. So I am so happy to have her with me today because we are doing, as I mentioned, our farewell show, and we will be looking back over the 12 or so guests that I've hosted over the year and remembering some of the amazing lessons that we've learned from them. And I think we'll start with Ella Biddle, the vet who talked about hospice care for pets, because indeed Helena has worked with her and I'm sure she has a story to share. Welcome, Helena.
Thank you, Sally. What a great introduction. Really wonderful. And yes, I've had a lot of success stories, and including with some of those people you mentioned. Ella was actually my holistic veterinarian for my horses, dogs, and cats for, gosh, I think about 15 years since I first met her in Buellton. She went to Costa Rica, darn her, but I know.
It's she's still available on the internet.
I know. And so at first, she did our acupuncture and chiropractic for my dogs, horses, and cats. And then when some of them passed away during the time that she was available to me, she came many times to help support the hospice care of dogs, cats, and horses. And really learned a great deal about that end of life and being less afraid of the end of life and more supportive. And I've been able to allow and support a number of dogs, cats, and a couple of horses to pass naturally with the right kind of support. I made some glitches at first, not having enough support, and sometimes you need meds to sort of ease them. But it has been a wonderful interaction, and I still keep in touch with her, even though she's been out of the area for quite some time, what, four or five years now, I think.
Yeah.
But she, I credit Ella with a number of saves of animals. She researched and found ways to help save the life of my horse, who was dying after a vaccination just threw him into an immune malfunction so severe it came very, he was starving to death. And Ella was, we tried everything for that horse, and we finally found some techniques. Crazy enough, the main thing that turned him around was organic coffee enemas.
Hmm. Well, there's been lots of evidence in the human world for lots of help for different maladies with that. So the giant gut that a horse has, I'm not surprised.
It was quite phenomenal. You know, a dying horse, I actually had the animal control come to tell me I wasn't feeding my horse, but Ella had written a thing saying, nope, he's in hospice care. And with the adding the organic coffee enemas, the acupuncture chiropractic, the Tellington touch, the nutritional things, that horse came all the way back, and he lived for many more years to be in his mid-30s and looking absolutely wonderful and rideable.
That's one of the great things about some of these holistic practitioners we've talked to. They don't give up. And I think one of the great things we learned from our show with Ella is exactly what you said, Helena, which is to not be afraid of the process of letting your dog or your cat or your whatever go into hospice care, because it really is a beautiful process if you can make peace with it. And I feel very fortunate to have seen many animals cross the bridge. Another practitioner we had on our show that does holistic veterinary work is Alan Schoen. Have you, you're familiar with Alan, right, Helena? You've read some of his great books?
Oh, I really have, and I credit him and his work with a lot of the success I've had with my animals, switching completely away from chemicals, medications, flea and tick chemicals, etc., and going to predominantly raw, holistic, organic supplements, essential oils. And in the last 30 years, most of my cats have lived to be very close to 30 years old.
You have had such great cats, too. I you know, my sister has very old dogs, but I know that cats can live to be in their 30s, and that is incredible that all of your animals, your dogs have been quite older, too, haven't they?
Yeah, Magic, who passed away the year before last, it was a cancer survivor that Ella, by the way, helped me with greatly, and some of the information from Alan helped me greatly, and we completely holistically, when he was age 14, got him turned around, and by the time he passed away, after LifeWave patch intervention and Beamer intervention and raw food, he lived to be 20.
Yeah, see, that's amazing for dogs. People just don't expect it. And he was a big dog, right?
He was a 75-pound German Shepherd Lab cross. And
they might give that to a Chihuahua, but these big dogs to live that long, I mean, it really is a credit to proper care.
And he passed away on his own, comfortably having eaten a big meal the night before, lying on the Beamer and coming to get me and just lying down and leaving without any effort.
That's a beautiful thing, and we would all be so lucky if we could have that happen with our animals. And thank God for Alan, because I know when I had my first dog diagnosed with degenerative myelopathy, he had a list of supplements on an old website from when he used to be in my area, and that was a gold mine for me at the time, because there's no information, and he really is somebody that we have to be grateful to for popularizing and initiating the whole holistic wellness for animals in this country. Another person that really was an advocate for helping animals in a non-conventional way was my good friend Susan Collins, who is a T-Touch practitioner, who wrote a book about raw diets for cats to help her own cat who was sick. And she worked with a veterinarian and created this wonderful book, the Household Carnivore, about feeding raw for cats. And I know you have lots of experience feeding your cats raw diets, don't you, Helena?
Yes, I do. But I didn't know about her book, so I'm going to put that down. What is it called?
The Household Carnivore.
Okay. Yeah, we had a woman come and speak to us at a Tellington Touch seminar some 25 years ago, who was a big advocate of the raw diet, and it was, I don't know if it was Susan, but at the time I was searching and I realized, oh my God, this is the answer. And so people like her and the holistic veterinarians that we've heard of, Dr. Schoen, and there are a number of others who advocate raw, and I fed at least half raw and most of the time three quarters raw as I've learned more and more, and it's made a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all now, I think practically everyone listening to this show is familiar with raw or lightly cooked food for your dogs and home-cooked food for your dogs and the dangers of kibble, but a lot of people who have cats, as soon as the cat rejects the new food, they give up, and that's so mm-hmm. sad because a lot of cats really will thrive and do well on a raw diet, and people are just very hesitant to make that transition because cats are picky. They don't necessarily jump right in and eat that the first day you give it to them.
It's really true, and since Sarah passed away, my kitty, who was somewhere between 20 and 25 years old, she passed away about 6 weeks ago, and I have two new kitties, and my opinion is that these kibbles have additives that I think they're addictive, and the animals become junk food junkies. And these kitties that I have now, I've had them for 3 weeks. They'll be 3 weeks here on Monday, and I was given their food with them, and it was this horrible dry stuff, and they were so addicted to it that they thought the raw food was poison.
Right. So that's many cat owners' experiences.
So I've had to be very creative and gradually work it in, but they're now almost fully. I still have to put a little kibble on top of the kitten's food, which is really surprising. He's this vital, vivacious, about 7-month-old kitten, and he just thought, you know, I'm hungry. Why are you giving me this slop? But now he's eating it with gusto.
Well, that's so great to hear, and I know Susan's cat was so sick, and that is what prompted her to explore ways to formulate raw diets for cats, and it was very difficult. You know, she worked with a great veterinarian who helped her to figure out what kinds of supplements and minerals to add, and it's so interesting because I know people who have tried to switch their cats to raw food, and many of those cats are perfectly happy eating a mouse out in the yard, and yet you give them raw food that de-skinned and tailed, and they snub their noses at it. So, and we have so many great companies today that you can get products from for cats. Hair Today is back, and they do actually even sell mice and rats for cats diets. So we are so lucky come so far. So another person that my very first guest on the show was my friend Sandra Mendelson, who you have not met, I don't think, and it would be great for you guys to meet. She reminds me of you, and she is an animal channel, and she has written a lovely book with messages from the animal world to us. With things that people need to know to live in the world more mindfully and peacefully and compassionately. And her little book is just full of messages from a horse or a squirrel or a dog or perhaps from gorillas in a general way. And she gets messages from these animals, you know, at night or during the day when she's walking. And she has really, it's a different type of animal communication to be an animal channel, and I'm sure you know many animal communicators, but it really, I mean, I'm sure you've seen in your life that animals in the natural world have a lot of messages for us. I mean, you're not too far from the ocean there. What's your experience with animal messages?
Well, I'm going to give an example because I'm a communicator myself, although I don't use it in the traditional way. I use it in my healing work and connect with the animal even before I meet them. But the latest huge channeling experience I had was with the elephants in Thailand, We brought the Beamers over there, three Tillington Touch practitioners, two other practitioners, and I, to Thailand. We brought the Beamers and, of course, the Tillington Touch work, with which my associate had been using on these elephants for 8 years. And so they were very accepting of her, and then they accepted us quite easily. And we allowed them to choose whether they wanted the Beamers, which they chose. And the eldest elephant has been there, has a prosthetic leg and terribly injured 20 years ago. She's 60 years old. She came after almost 40 years of working in the jungle with logging until she had her leg amputated because of an accident. And her name is Motilla. And I had told the elephants telepathically that I was going to wait for them to invite me. And Motilla went through a very careful routine of approaching me. She went across in front of me to my left, and then she turned and started to go to my right, and then turned to face me to allow me to start interacting with her. And she took me to a whole different realm. And I went immediately. I saw pictures of the horrific abuse of the elephants that they've been subjected to for generations when they're babies and in most of their lives. But she also showed me that the elephants are still here, and they're going to be here because they forgive us and they want to be part of the support triad. I believe it's the horses, the whales, and the elephants are the main ones who are sort of holding the lines of this earth together for all of us to maybe finally wake up and get it. And that was one of the most profound interactions I've had ever with any animal. And I think I cried the entire week I was there because all of the elephants had these messages for us.
Well, it's such an emotional experience to be with animals like that. And it reminds me of when I went to this retreat in Canada and worked with horses and had that same kind of experience you had with this elephant, with one particular horse there. The same thing. Whales and dolphins, elephants and horses are trying desperately to get messages to humans, and Sandra's work has certainly been helpful, and many, many others. And, you know, certainly there's more animal communicators, and if you tell someone you're calling an animal communicator, people don't look at you like you need your head examined anymore, because we've come such a long way. And we've had the wonderful work of Ted Andrews, his Animal Speaks book, with messages from the natural world, so that if you're walking and you see a deer that day, you can look up the history and lore surrounding that animal and maybe find a message. Because I think that it's not an accident when you're taking a walk or riding your horse and you see an owl and you haven't seen one in 2 weeks, or in your backyard and you find a thrush feather. There are messages all around us.
I totally agree.
Animals are trying so hard to wake us up as humans, and that extends to our household pets who are on the front lines for sure. But these large animals, it's such a profound experience. I really encourage people, horses are so easy to find. And yeah, if you live in Florida, you can go sit and watch the dolphins and the whales. But I really encourage people to spend time with horses and just feel the energy around them when they're out in their field, and the messages that they have for us. And you might have had this experience too, Helena. During some of my hospice pets and horses, I have really felt connected to what we refer to as like the ancestral herd or the ancestral pack, where you really feel the spirits of all of the animals that may have crossed that animal's life when he was alive, and ones that have crossed way before that are there to help him across the bridge.
Yes. I've gotten that, and I've also had it happen where there are a humans and various species there that seem to be
supporting
the passing. So, and by the way, the work I did with Ella greatly enhanced. I did take hospice for humans training and do some human hospice before. I had a lot of family members, both animals and people, passed away in the last 10 years. But I was able to sit with my mother last year. She was passing, and my horses came, the dogs, there were cats, there were, we sensed, and she told us she saw her human family that had already passed on. And it was just profound, and I think it gave her some ability and clarity to be open and clear. And by the way, I had the beamer on her, so she wasn't in discomfort and didn't need a lot of meds, so she was very coherent.
Mm-hmm.
And so she could tell us about who she was seeing and so on. It was really beautiful.
And I think greeting those on the other side is part of the dying process, is, you know, saying hello and feeling part of that world and coming back to this world back and forth until you gradually make your way into that other world.
Agreed.
And I've certainly seen a horse that I was working with. Tracy, my friend, who we'll talk about when we come back, and I were working with him and calling in horses we knew across the bridge, and he greeted each one in a special way with a whinny or a nicker or a snort or a paw, and it was as if they were right in front of him, and it was just really profound to see that kind of reaction from something that seems like it's just in your head, but it was in his head and in his aura and his spiritual world as well.
Amazing. Yeah, I believe it. And I have one of my girlfriend's mother passed away recently, and she and I, her daughter and I, were talking about how owls seem to bring messages and how we've been very delighted with the messages from owls, and that so they seem to sort of foretell things that are coming. And the day after I heard of her mom Patty's passing, I was walking in broad daylight, and an owl flew and landed right in front of me, sat there, and then flew off.
Just see, there's no coincidence. It's time that we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back in a few minutes with more of our show. We'll be right back.
Interested in learning more? Visit physical therapist Sally Morgan's website at sallymorganpt.com, where you will find details about her upcoming speaking engagements, craniosacral therapy, and Tellington T-Touch offerings, as well as information about holistic care for animals. Join the mailing list today and be the first to learn about upcoming events and special offers. Sally Morgan is a best-selling author, and her book, Dances of the Heart, Connecting with Animals, details her journey of learning to listen to animals. Her unique set of animal connection cards offers 52 activities to enhance your relationships with the animals in your life, and she suggests that you ask your pet to choose a card each week. Both Sally's book and her cards are available on Amazon and her website, sallymorganpt.com. Join Sally Morgan PT CST Daily on Facebook for conversations with a corgi, and visit YouTube for past episodes as well as Sally's TED Talk. When it comes to our pet's health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit LifePureRecovery.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's dental drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Hello, and welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com, and I'm your host, a holistic physical therapist for pets and people, and Dr. Judy's sister, Sally Morgan. And I'm here with my guest and friend, Helena Bresk, and we are reminiscing over the shows that we've had over the last year, because this is my last broadcast for Naturally Healthy Pets. So we were talking before the break about animals in transition, and I mentioned my friend Tracy Vroom, who, like me and Helena, is a Tellington T-Touch practitioner, and we had Tracy on our second show to talk about her work with craniosacral therapy in horses. And Helena is also a craniosacral practitioner, as am I. Helena, what's your experience been like working with horses and other pets with cranial work?
Just a wonderful addition to my work. I had trained horses for 40 years since I was really young, like 15 years old, I started training horses. And when I did my first cranial sacral training, which was probably back in about in the mid-90s, the change in my ability to connect with the animals was really big. I felt like the Tellington touch is so phenomenal. And then the cranial sacral went another level to enhance what we could do with the Tellington touch work, and actually felt not only some shifts in the physiology, but shifts in the ability of the animals to learn, think, and understand calmly and peacefully what they were being asked to do. And from having some difficulty, you know, with training horses, sometimes you scare them and you get in a tight spot and you get hurt. And after I started adding the Tellington touch and then the craniosacral, I just didn't have issues with them anymore. We had such a compatible, bonding, wonderful way of being together that it really changed everything.
Yeah, they talk in craniosacral therapy about that movement of the spinal fluid between the brain and the sacrum and back through the spinal cord as being the breath of life. And indeed, it could be one of the last movements in the body when we are dying. And it is so profound to connect with another being through that movement in the spinal cord. And really, that is a profound experience. And it really shifts how you are with an animal, and certainly with some of the bigger animals, it puts you in a much quieter place when you connect in that way. And I think you're right. It does make them more available to understand what we're asking them to do.
I really agree. And we did craniosacral with the elephants in Thailand.
Oh, you did?
Oh, we did, yes. And it's so phenomenal how gently you can work and actually connect with them in such a deep way and see shifts through their whole system, even their tails and such unwinding with just adding in some cranial sacral.
Oh yeah, their heads are so enormous. I mean, you know, when you see how big their skulls are and then the tusks hanging off of them and the giant ears, there's a tremendous amount of strain in their cranium, I would think.
And their trunk.
Yeah, they probably really enjoy craniosacral therapy, and I am betting that you might have observed them doing something like it on each other, because they really do need to relieve that tension in their spine from their giant heads.
Well, I am, unfortunately, so many of the elephants that are work elephants or they're in sanctuaries are isolated.
Oh, yeah, that's really a crisis.
Yeah. The badly injured ones need very special care, and the hospital where we were in Thailand has elephants that have actually stepped on landmines and have very serious long-term injury, so they really can't be with other. They do have contact with elephants next to them, but they have to be so carefully protected. They really get most of their therapy from humans.
Well, what a privilege then for you guys to be able to offer them craniosacral therapy. That must have made a big difference for a lot of them. And Tracy Broom, as you know, works primarily with horses with her craniosacral program out of Colorado. And another person we had on our show who works with horses was Leslie Desmond, who worked primarily with Bill Durant and wrote a long book after years of interviewing him and has continued to carry on his work and his way of approaching horses. And Helena, you have some experience with the Durant's family as well, I hear.
And yes, and we say Durant.
Okay.
That's how we pronounce it.
You Californians, you talk differently than us.
And Tom Dorrance, Bill's brother, was my first riding instructor from the time I was 7 years old, and he was really a great mentor to me until his passing. I saw him fairly regularly throughout my life of riding and training horses, and even when I got into endurance and dressage, it didn't matter because they were truly simpatico with the animals. And they were, I know a lot of people have taken their work and sort of done different things with it.
That's true.
And, you know, everybody does what comes naturally to them, and they all sort of interpret the various work in their own way. But I have to tell you, I never saw Tom Dorrance or his wife Margaret or Bill ever do anything harsh with horses. The horses were as one with them. They were bonded within 10 minutes. They could feel and sense just this flowing, connected, centered being. And everything was made to make the right thing easy, the wrong thing just enough difficult to where it was very natural for the horse to choose the route the person wanted without ever feeling stressed or traumatized.
Well, and that's so important, and that's a huge part of doing T-Touch is making that connection with an animal so that they trust you and then you can work with them. And I know I've seen there's some women in Australia that do a lot of different types of body work and train Mustangs. And they, at some of those competitions that are so popularized with training Mustangs, they have spent most of the time they're allotted days just doing body work and groundwork with the horse, and they don't get on it until the last day. And then there's no incident, and they proceed on because they've gained that horse's trust. And it is such a gift to be able to study with someone who's got that kind of quiet way of being with animals like Linda Tellington. And it is, you know, I think it's a real gift for people to get that early in their lives like you did. I did not have such good trainers when I was young, so it was a bit more of a struggle. But certainly many people that have been on the radio show are Tellington T-Touch practitioners, and when we come back for the last segment, we will hear about a lot more of them. And we now also, I talked to Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's a good friend of mine and helped me when I had cancer, and Helena had the privilege of meeting him when she was out here taking, in fact, a craniosacral class with me. Helena, tell us about your experience with Bernie.
Well, I have known of Bernie for, 35 years. My mother discovered him, and I don't know if, I don't believe she was ill at the time, but somebody was. And she was a very avid seeker. And so she found some books by Bernie and some audio cassette programs. And so from the time I was in my mid-teens, I heard Bernie speaking about this way of, I mean, he's a medical doctor, and he was an oncologist, and his way of helping people to meditate, to do dream therapy.
Right, to look within, to see the meaning in your illness.
Yeah,
He really is the father of mind-body medicine. I mean, people were not doing what he was doing until years after he was doing it.
And they found their own treatments so that they were in alignment. I remember one story that he told about a young boy who was in treatment for some cancer, and whenever the family was driving in the car, when he saw the red light at a stop sign, he threw up. And through dream therapy, they figured out that the radiation, when they were irradiating him, there was a red light, and it wasn't working for him. And, oh my God, who else would know this?
Right. Yeah, close observation with people and animals makes such a big difference in your experience with them. And really, thank God, Bernie helped so many people when he was practicing at a big hospital in Connecticut for years and years and years. And we also have Bernie to thank for the wonderful book, Buddy's Candle, about coping with grief when you have an animal or a loved one passing, as well as his wonderful book, Smudge Bunny, where the bunny finds out once he's homeless, he remembers the words of his mother, "Don't worry, this too will pass and things will work out." And that's exactly what happens with Smudge Bunny. And so we also were lucky to talk to Ann Martin, who's also from California, of the House Rabbit Society, about bunnies. And she was just such a wealth of information about having rabbits and how to find the right rabbit and who's an appropriate rabbit caretaker. And I know, Helena, you've had some experience with bunnies.
I have had, and mostly at your house. But before and since, with Tellington Touchwork, we've worked with bunnies, and I've done Tellington Touch with them and craniosacral training with them, craniosacral therapy with them, and it's really such an honor to work with these such gentle, kind, soft little beings who are also, I found, in the ones that I've met, they're so prepared for people to scare them.
Yeah, they are.
I think they're fearful a lot of the time, and when they start sensing that you are approaching them, you're available to connect through their aura before you even touch them. They start to relax from
the very start.
And that little bunny that I just sent you the picture of that we worked with at your house, that was a little bunny. Was it a pygmy bunny, a little dwarf bunny?
No, she was a dwarf mix.
Was such a cute little bunny, and she was so gracious with us in letting us work with her. And it
I really feel like rabbits encourage us to be as gentle and sweet as they are when we approach them. And if we really just quiet ourselves in our minds and come at them as slowly and carefully as they are watching us, it really, the level of connection you can make with a rabbit is profound.
Really awesome.
Well, it's about time to take another break to hear from our sponsors. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets with physical therapist for pets and people, Sally Morgan, on DreamVision7Radio.com, and I'm here with my guest and friend, Helena Bresk, and we are talking about the shows that we've had over the past year, because this is, in fact, our farewell show. We'll be back with you in just a few moments.
Interested in learning more? Visit physical therapist Sally Morgan's website at sallymorganpt.com, where you will find details about her upcoming speaking engagements, craniosacral therapy, and Tellington T-Touch offerings, as well as information about holistic care for animals. Join the mailing list today and be the first to learn about upcoming events and special offers. Sally Morgan is a best-selling author, and her book, Dances of the Heart, Connecting with Animals, details her journey of learning to listen to animals. Her unique set of animal connection cards offers 52 activities to enhance your relationships with the animals in your life, and she suggests that you ask your pet to choose a card each week. Both Sally's book and her cards are available on Amazon and her website, sallymorganpt.com. Join Sally Morgan PT CST Daily on Facebook for conversations with a corgi, and visit YouTube for past episodes as well as Sally's TED Talk. When it comes to our pet's health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, pure New Zealand deer antler velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit LifePureRecovery.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and I'm holistic physical therapist and Dr. Judy Morgan's sister, Sally Morgan. And I'm here with my guest, Helena Bresk from California, and we are looking back over the year of shows that I've done for this program because we are, in fact, having our farewell show today. And one of the interviews that really touched my heart was the interview with Debbie Bauer, who is a T-Touch practitioner and a friend of mine. She has worked in shelters. She has trained service dogs and therapy dogs. And she is a real advocate for blind and deaf dogs, especially those that result from breeding two merrill-colored dogs to each other, which is a gray, dapply color that the Aussie and the Sheltie and the Collie people really prefer. And if you breed two of that color together, you get a blind and deaf dog. And she has taken many of these dogs in as a rescue mission. And she talked to us a lot about how to handle them and how to give them signals on their body to tell them to go out, to come forward. And she's gone so far as to even do dog dancing and freestyle work with her beautiful dog, Vinny, who Helena had the pleasure of meeting just at the celebration, the T-Touch celebration a few weeks ago. Helena, how did you like Vinny?
Oh, he was so awesome. I experimented because she had him in a pen so that he was contained in the room while we were doing our session. And I would go and sit by the pen because I just wanted to see his awareness of me. And I was so impressed that not only did he know exactly where his pen began and ended, and he was interactive. He could find where you were. He knew how close you were. He knew where to, sometimes he would just sort of touch your hand with his nose. He knew exactly where everything was. And I'm sure that a part of his enhanced awareness is her allowing him to find, and using the T-Touch and her various techniques, allowing him to find what is around him and give him the comfort so that he can be very squarely centered in his body and not afraid.
That's right. I think a lot of it is having that strong connection with your blind and deaf dog so that you can give them the confidence to explore their world and know that you are looking out for them. And so many of us have dogs that in their senior years can't see or hear. And so even though we haven't had a blind and deaf dog for his whole life, we often do when they're seniors. And Helena, you've had that experience, haven't you?
I have had, and One of the things that I've learned to do with all of my dogs now is I use, no matter what kind of training techniques I'm using, and mine are all non-force, I also use hand signals. And so when I'm asking them to come to me, I'm using a hand signal. And so, for instance, my 13-year-old, 95-pound shepherd wolf boy, he's starting to lose his hearing, and he just naturally follows my hands. So if I clap, he can hear, and once I get his attention, it's naturally in the relationship. So that's something I really recommend to people, to set that up, and also little ways of sort of guiding them. I'll sort of slide my hand, so as if they were going to go blind, if you slide your hand along their face, and so that they get used to sort of allowing you to guide their head.
Right.
But here's the other thing, Sally, particularly with the eyesight, Magic, who lived to be 20 years old, he couldn't hear very well when I got the Beamer. His hearing did start coming back, and he always had his eyesight.
Well, you know, it's true. My sister has had dogs come to her that had such bad yeast problems and ear infections that they were pretty much deaf. And with a better diet and some other care, laser and things, acupuncture, they were able to regain some of their senses. So we don't all have to end up that way when we're seniors. And
I
it certainly
agree.
Is what you spoke to is really important, that relationship you have with the dog. And I know that you know our guest, Suzanne Clothier, who is also a Tellington Tea Touch practitioner. And like so many of us, the spark was ignited by Linda Tellington, and then she went off to talk about relationship-centered training with dogs. And like you said, if they have a health problem, or they can't hear or they can't see, keeping that gentle relationship you have with them can make all the difference. And Suzanne is just brilliant. We are so lucky that she is still traveling and teaching. And have you ever met her? Have you read her books, Helena?
I really don't think so, Sally.
Well, you certainly have read Bones Will Rain from the Sky.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? You must get it. You know, I talked to her about this because Bones Will Rain from the Sky is her book, and it is about her work with dogs, and it came out in the early 2000s, and that was way ahead of its time. And people now really, really want the information that's in that book. It is about developing relationships with your dogs. It's written in a little bit of the way some of the James Herriot books were, so that she's got a little kind of case study or example of a dog that comes to her house with a particular type of person who has been to every trainer and the dog still has this problem. And then Suzanne's keen observation is also part of the story, saying, yes, I noticed the dog was here and moving here and didn't do this and did do that and circled this way. And, you know, it was pretty clear to you as the reader, through Suzanne's eyes, what kinds of things that dog needed and wasn't getting with some of the other training methods that the person had explored. And it's just such a brilliant book. It is coming out in a new edition she's been working on for a couple of years now. But it's such a treasure to have her. And she still travels and speaks. She lives out in New York State, and she works with German Shepherds. But, you know, so many of us have our dogs because we want a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, she really honors that. None of us want to hit our dogs or yell at them, and certainly our dogs don't want us to do that. And so much of working with animals is just trying to find a way to communicate with them so that they know what we want and understand ourselves what we're asking them and if it's reasonable. And,
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to read that book. I thought maybe it was about feeding a raw diet, but it sounds like it's...
I know, because of the bones, and there's that other book, Give Your Dog a Bone, by Ian Billinghurst, but Bones Will Rain from the Sky is really just the most... It's deepening our relationships with dogs. So
I love
that idea of plenty. And it gets back to the same thing that I saw in my interview with Karen Tindall. Karen, I just love. She lives in upstate New York near me, and she has been very successful showing corgis and border collies and Aussies in agility, a little bit in rally, and her real forte is dog dancing, known as dog freestyle, and she is just so diligent at working with her dogs and trying to promote the sport of dog dancing. And she's done, I saw her do a brilliant dance with her dog Winston, who looked like my dog Winston, when her dog Winston was in a cart, and she used the music Low Rider, and he was having such a good time weaving around her legs and backing up. And you know, so much of dog dancing are a lot of tricks, and when your dog's paralyzed in the hind end, he can't do those things. But you know, it's just such a joy to see the relationship she has with her dogs, and I was just so delighted to have her on our show. And in fact, she has started a new class right now. If people are interested, they can find her on Facebook, Karen, C-A-R-Y-N, Tyndall, T-I-N-D-A-L-L, or no, one L, Tyndall. And they can talk to her through Facebook, because she doesn't have a website, and learn more about the dog dancing program. And I don't know if you've ever thought of dancing with your dog, Helena, but I sure do love it.
Oh, yeah. I've done all kinds of fun things with them. Nothing really officially, but that relationship is such a delight.
Yeah, it's so much fun to move with them and to have them go between your legs. And she, in the class I took with her recently, was teaching them how to take hand signals from your feet, so that if you lifted your foot in the air and turned your leg a certain way, the dog would like circle or do something, so that it makes it part of the dance, because the dog is understanding what he needs to do for his next dance steps. It's like you're the best partner ever, because you're making it so clear to the dog what the next step is, so nobody ever forgets their dance steps. Unless you do, then your dog and you are both struggling to figure out what's going on. So
now, did you say she has a book?
She has online classes in dog dancing on Facebook. She does not have a book. She is thinking about doing a book, but she really is so busy with her four dogs, and one of her dogs does have DM, degenerative myopathy, her Corgi checkers. And so that is, as you know, when you have a very senior or sick animal, a pretty much full-time job.
Yeah.
So we're getting near the end of our time here, and I just want to thank all of our listeners for joining us and all of the guests that have been on my show for joining us. It has really been a privilege to have this opportunity to bring to the animal world and other listeners ideas of holistic therapy and complementary and alternative health, and ways that we and our animals can live in the world in a more peaceful way. And it's just been such a pleasure, Helena. How can people get in touch with you if they want to see more about what you do or learn more about the Beamer, for instance, that we've talked about a little bit?
Please have them either call me at 805-459-6387. They can email me at Pegasus, like the winged horse, Pegasus, U, N as in no, L, at yahoo.com. Or they can look up my website at healthsolutionswithhelena.com. That's health, H-E-A-L-T-H, solutionswithhelena.com.
Great name for your website, because really you do provide solutions. And so many people that come to alternative therapies for years were people who had searched, you know, conventional veterinary medicine, conventional feeding, conventional training, and they were not happy with the results. And so, you know, speaking to that holistic approach and healthful solutions is something that all the pet owners and people with, you know, physical things themselves are searching. So, again, it's been such a privilege to have this opportunity to meet with the listeners here once a month and to share with them some of the wonderful people that I've had in my life. So until we meet again, thanks for listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and I'm your host, Sally Morgan, physical therapist for pets and people, and Dr. Judy Morgan's sister. These shows will be archived on DreamVision7Radio.com for a bit, and then we will see where they go from there. So thanks for joining us, everyone. It really has just been an honor and a pleasure to have hosted this show. So until next time, thank you very much.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit DrJudyMorgan.com to learn more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.